month?
Yeah, sure. And, oh, if a child was crying, you might say, why are you crying? And he'd say, well, he was eating some candy and he didn't give me
any.
And if somebody apologized to you for breaking something that you had that you really didn't particularly care about, you'd say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyhow.
if a child got in trouble in school, he might say, now, why is she getting on to me? I
didn't do anything.
And if you met a little child on the street and the child was afraid of you, you might tell him you weren't going to hurt him by saying, now, don't cry.
I won't hurt you.
If somebody thanked you for a ride into town or something, you might say, don't mention it. We were
going that way anyway.
And you're talking about the old days or something, when people thought things were better than they are now, they might say, well,
those were the good old days.
Yes. And
I don't think I've ever been guilty of that.
I don't think you would.
I'd never. And my mother never was. I guess I was taught that. Because she used to say, you know, people say that people are worse now than they used to be. And then she'd cite instances where you walked across the street from a divorced woman's house and done things like that. And she said, now this is a good example of how people are, at least not that way anymore.
No, you don't strike me as being that sort of person at all.
I've never wanted to live in another
era. No, I wouldn't think you would. If somebody had asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? And if it weren't, you might say, no, it
wasn't.
And, now, if I ask you, did you hear that noise? You might say, yes, I
heard it.
But I'm not afraid because I've
heard it before.
And if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, but I've
heard of them.
And if I ask you, if it was, I was asking you about something that you really were capable of doing, and I said, is that something that you're able to do? And you might say, yes, I
can do it.
And now we're getting really close to the end. I hope you're not bored.
No, I'm not tired.
This is
How about a drink of water? Would you like a drink of water?
Yeah.
Let me get you one.
Thank you.
I like more. You didn't hear of it. And I think the more, it's like aspirin. We're educated to look for things.
That's probably
true. And you can find the symptoms in just darn near anything. Yeah. So I think a lot of it sometimes that we get fearful of those things when they're really just very. How many people probably when I was growing up had it, didn't pay attention to it, got over it?
That's true.
I think sometimes we make so much of things. And I think, too, that a lot of the things that we've conquered have been the fear of it more than anything else, as well as if we find a shop for this or that or the other, you've alleviated the fear, and you have, you know, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So I think, if you'll notice, there's lots of advertising on arthritis. And, you don't think that many of them are really dedicated people to really working toward it, but also it's like a guy who makes his living as a dermatologist. We've had some good friends, and they always laugh, and they say, well, one thing about it, our patients never die, they never get well. So it's a very lucrative business.
Yeah, that's right. They never die, they never get well. Yeah, that's right. Now, one thing I really like about my doctor, his whole idea is about how your mental attitude has so much.
They have found that. And with arthritis, I can tell you from experience I've had with some other people, if they get agitated in any way, it upsets them, and they experience pain.